To find out what the teacher shortage looks like, I called the superintendent of one district in southern Illinois. Hey, Chuck, can you hear me now?
I can.
That's Chuck Blyer, soon to be the former superintendent of Pope County Community Unit School District No. 1. It's a rural district on the southeastern edge of Illinois. Blyer's about to post a job for a teacher in the district, and he's doubtful they'll be able to find someone.
It'll be very difficult.
I asked how the teacher shortage affects students in his district.
Well, I mean, I'm just being honest with you. The person that we're going to lose, we would have never hired. That's how bad the pool is right now. We're losing her, and she's terrible. It's that bad.
More than 2,000 teaching, administrative, and support staff positions went unfilled at schools across Illinois during the prior school year, according to the State Board of Education. Stacy Teft sees the effects of that shortage. She teaches high school in Murfreesboro, another town in southern Illinois. Teft says the lack of teachers in classrooms robs kids of a quality education.
That's scary because this is our next generation. This is the future of the state, the country.
And the problem is not unique to Illinois. A national report from the nonprofit Learning Policy Institute shows the number of students studying to be teachers dropped 35% between 2009 and 2014. Illinois lawmakers passed legislation this spring to address the shortage, including making it easier for people to work as substitute teachers and provide reciprocity for teachers licensed outside of Illinois. Plus, a measure mandating minimum teacher salaries of $40,000 by 2022. I asked Blyer, the superintendent, if it's enough.
No, that's a Band-Aid.
So what will it take to fix the teacher shortage? Chris Rogge from the University of Illinois' Council on Teacher Education says we already know what to do.
Compensation, preparation, induction and mentoring, and teaching conditions. All of these things help attract people in to teaching, and they help retain people once they're there.
And most of that can be boiled down to resources. But none of the legislation passed this spring comes with any extra money for schools. I called Republican State Representative Tom Bennett. He co-sponsored legislation aimed at addressing the problem. He acknowledges it's not enough. So I put it to Bennett this way. How are we going to get out of this mess without increasing the resources that the state gives to these local districts? And is there a will to do that in the General Assembly?
You got some great questions. You really do, and I don't have a crystal ball.
But it's not just about money. It's also about respect, Blyer, the superintendent, says. He says educators feel less respected now than in previous decades.
We're blamed for everything that's wrong, and we're never giving any credit for anything that's right. It's hard to get people to want to go into a field where you're never really respected by the country itself.
A lack of resources combined with the lack of respect for teachers drives many people out of the classroom. And Teft, the Murfreesboro teacher, warns that the people most hurt by this shortage are the students.
It's always about the kids, and they deserve the best, and they deserve the best future they can have. And right now, I'm not sure they're getting that. Just because you do not have the best people going into the education field because it's not enticing at the moment.
Teft says people working in education and those who left it understand the risks of not addressing the shortage. It's getting everyone else to share their sense of urgency that's frustrating. I'm Lee Gaines, Illinois Newsroom.